I was starting the new parak chafal chafes amid aleph. Quick chazar of chafal from the base. Then we said that there are other nisim which are not mentioned, which is that when Shlaima Melch built the base of Migdash, he planted trees of gold, and the fruits produced in its time. The gaim came in, those fruits dried up, and they'll rejuvenate. Lost the lavai. It's not mentioned as one of the nisim because it's what's called what's kvi. Good. For that reason, the Arn Lekrum we don't mention either because it's kavua. Gemara asks, smoke on the maracha we mentioned. Is there smoke on the maracha? There are five things about the fire on the maracha. It's crouched like a lion, clear like the sun, has a mamish to it, has a substance, consumes moist and dry, and doesn't give off smoke. So you see, it doesn't give off smoke. And for the Gemara, we're talking about that even though Eish, fire came down in the Shemayim, nevertheless, there was a Eish Lahedyet, and that Eish Lahedyet gave off fire. Mark clarified, the fire was only crouched like a lion in the first Beis HaMikdash, built by Shlomo Melech. Second Beis HaMikdash was crouched like a Kelev. Second Beis HaMikdash did not have the Aron, the Kaparis, the Kruvim, nor the Eish, nor the Shechina, nor Ruach HaKodesh, nor Urim V'Tumim. We mentioned there are six types of fires. There's a fire that eats and doesn't drink. Somebody has fever. Somebody eats and doesn't drink is termed an hour fire. It eats, doesn't drink, because you put water on a fire, puts it out. Drinks and doesn't eat, that's somebody who has fever. Eats and drinks, tell you on Navi's fire. Liquid will not consume it. Eats moist and dry is the fire on the Maracha. Fire that pushes away fire is Gabriel. And Eish eats fire is the Shechina. We said, Matzi Antav Achat Shalachag of Matzi Sukkis. Everybody looks to the Ashana Maracha. If it's going to the north, then I'm happy. Why? There'll be a lot of rain. You can't store anything. Price will go down. Goes to the Darim, it's the reverse. If it's Mizrach, meaning the west wind is blowing, everybody's happy. It's going to the west, it means the east wind is blowing, no one's happy. That smoke, you see it moves, but it moves in a straight line. The whole smoke moves, not that it spreads out. How does it stem with Elstra? We said east and west were the reverse of what we just said. Depends if you live in Babel or Eretz Yisrael. China. Call me Shereitz Alitrim, whoever, any Kayan, if it was his base Av, was his family members turned to serve in the Avodah, and he wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshin, Tairim, was Manshe Merubin, many Kehanim said, I want, Rots, and they all started running. And what happened when they ran? Let's see. Now, even though it's Asato running the base of Migdash, you have to have Amos Hamakim. The Gversari explains, let's start a Chavoydi ladder run. Yeah, V'ayil Mekav showed up the ramp. Call Kaidim is Chaveir Bar Ba'amis. Whoever got within the first four Amis, we'll see what that means. He got the job. Are you Shneim Shavim? Two people tied. They tied the race. So what do you do? Ha'mamuna Amalahem. The Mamuna said to him, it's Vio, stick out your fingers. I'm going to make a Gairil. Now whose fingers did he stick out? Rashi learns, once there was a tie between two, you have to make a girl between everybody in the Beis Av. That's the way Rashi learns. The Gevura Sari asks, why is that true? And Taisyan says a simple teretz. If the girl is just going to be between two, what type of girl is it? As we'll see in a moment. Samamuna Armland, Tzviyu, put out your fingers. Mahin Metzin, what will they put out? Ach, Sishtayim, one or two fingers. When Metzina Gaidol, you can't put out a thumb b'mikdash. Now, what would happen? Let's say the Mamuna would take the hat off of one. We're starting to count from you. We're counting 363. 1, 2, 3. Whoever ends up, he gets it. The problem is, maybe I have a friend. I want the number to end by him. So Ritva says, they did as follows. I decided where to start the count from. I didn't know how much the number was. Somebody else knew the number, therefore there's no way for anyone to figure it out. That's what their 12 learns. Rashi clearly doesn't say that, but Akvan, that's the way the Ritva learns. The reason why you can't stick out your fingers after they announce the number, so I said, oh, my number's getting close. I'll stick out my thumb and I'll get it. Let's say it's 10. 1, 2, 3. Right, count as another person. What do you do if you stick out your thumb? The Gemara will say. Two people were tied. The carriers are running. One guy pushed his friend. He broke his foot. As they say, go break a leg. The Kiv and Sharol Bezdin Shabal de Sakana, Bezdin saw this is dangerous. His skinner shall tarmina some is bechal of a pious. You can't get the job without a pious. There has to be a girl. No such thing as running and getting for it. Doesn't work. Very good. So very good. So now two things about that. First of all, what you just said is the machlokes Rishonim. He is mechaven to the machlokes to the machames and the Baal HaMa'or. That's what he's referring to. Zok to Baal HaMa'or. Have a day. You should know. Ki bali hakroy v'shechnisu b'piyuteyem b'sei da'avaydus hayayim. Put in their four paisos. But he says the paid made a mistake. Because on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol did everything. So this didn't apply to Yom Kippur. As is the Baal, he says the paid made a mistake. And the Melchames quotes him. And then he spends some time not agreeing. Yeah, that's as he always does. He always says it in very strong language. So Ayn Sham, he goes through it. But that's who he was referring to. Alright. Now another thing they ask is, it says they ran. There's Yerushalmi that says, when we daven, where do you keep your feet when you say Shemon Esrei? You keep them together. Why do you keep them together? That's one reason. You know what the other reason is? Because the Kehanim by the Avodah, how do they keep their feet together? This is the Machlokes in Yerushalmi, in Brachos. One man, Dama, says that when the Kohanim walked in the Beis HaMikdash, they walked literally one foot behind the other, which takes a long time to get anywhere. Toes against heel. The other man, Dama, says they put their feet right next to each other. Yeah, shuffled. We pass like the way they shuffle. That's why your feet have to be together by Shemon Esrei. Regardless of which pshat you go, you're running on the Mizbech. Whether I'm going like this or I'm going like that, you're not doing much running. Well, that's running. As I forget to say Shanim. So Shanim says two turtsim. Either they didn't start the Avodah, they're running to the Avodah, so therefore they could run regularly. Or he says, it's ice running. It's also running. That's two turtsim, Taisi Shanim says. Alright, let's see weiter. Why did they originally not have a pais? It said beginning used to be whoever ran first. It's a night job. No one wants to work at night. They won't come. So it's getting dangerous. Pushing each other off the mizbech. How tall is the mizbech? Tanamis. Okay, so it's a 9 amos. Okay, good. 9 amos. That's rather tall. 18 feet. How tall is this? Probably about as tall as... No, this is about 22 feet probably. I'm estimating. 24 feet probably. No? How tall is it? I think it's probably about 24 feet.
Not a hole. Just like that.
No, that's all the way up. You don't know how big the tiles are. The tiles are about 2 feet each.
It's like 4 feet.
4 feet each? You going to walk up the wall with your shoes? 6 inches. That's true. We'll find out. You only need the same one. Five. Or six. That's $6? So there's about 10 of them, looks like, from this side. What's looking over there?
That's about 22, 23, 24
feet tall. Oh, so that's okay, so this is taller than this bear. So this bear's probably about halfway up there. Kentish was bear, also. Yeah, but that's pretty tall. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, okay. From the window, from the top of the window, there's an Hashem, yeah. I think he may break his foot. Okay. What? Nothing else happened.
But it's interesting, there's no din of
no mica.
No mica on the kevah.
Yeah, there's no mica. It's true. Yeah. Tequila paisa. Kahanim's reason. That's true. Kiv dechaz sakana tekinle paisa. Safrek re evarim pidarim. The evarim they're burning the whole night, and it was avoidus laila. And yet kinei abanim paisa still got a pais. So the gemara slayf avoided the imamo. Lamais it's the end of a day avoida because it starts with a shchita zrika by day. So since it starts from a day, it has chashivas. So hay nami tchilas avoid the imamo. What are you talking about? Chumas rishit is also day avoida. I'll prove it to you. Dam Rav Yochanan, we know the halacha is they have to wash hands at the beginning of the day. If you wash your hands in the middle of the night, the kohen has to wash his hands when it hits daybreak again. Now, Trumas Hadesh began before daybreak. Yet, Zakti Gemara, Kiddush Yad L'Trumas Hadeshin, L'Machar, when it becomes morning, Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish, Shekvar Kiddush M'Tchilas Avoida, you already began the Avoidas Hayoim with washing, so it works. Must be today Avoida. But not to say it's avoidus yayim. Ikar Amri. The halacha is, let's say a kohen washes his hands 3 o'clock in the morning. A lois for arguments is 6 o'clock. He has to wash again. 6 in the morning, correct. So now, he washed his hand for Trumas Hadash at 5:30 in the morning. Does he have to wash hands again at 6:15? At least 6 o'clock, let's say. And the answer is no. Because it's all considered one avoidus. It's all considered connected. So you see it's avoidus yaim. Mar says, no, right. Dichoy baal mazak tamiri. Nah, it just means avoidus. Who said it means avoidus yaim? So the Miri, that's what I was saying. Ikadamri, meikar savar. This is an age-old problem. Kim dikai nashina. Who wants to get up early in the morning to do Trumas Hadeshin? You got to wake up before Alois. Especially in the summer. And they didn't have daylight savings time. So if you go without daylight savings time, Alois could be as early as like 2, 3 in the morning. Yeah, 2, 3 in the morning. So no one's going to want the job. So they thought no one's going to come. Kim the chazit kaasi because this kind is getting dangerous. Tekila abon paisa chamor mesak and we have to make a girl. Zakra evarim pidarim. If you brought karbanis that day, you had to stay up with the evarim that night. So if the evarim popped off, you got to stand up late. Tekai neshia shina for tekila abon paisa and for the gemara shani migna mi makim. It's easier to stay up late than to wake up early. So therefore, the Kehanim, when they got the job by the day, they'll stay up a little bit. To wake up, what? If I give you a choice of staying up till 2 in the morning, wake up at 2 in the morning, or staying up till 12, which will you pick? Yeah? Ben Ishchai was asked the following Shiloh. There were two friends, let's call them Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi was hired by a family to learn the Ilan Ishma somebody. And the job was like this. They wanted every night for a month, I guess for the Shloshim, they should learn Lila Nishma, say in the house of the Nifter. The first hour, they learned together, let's say from 6 to 7. After that, they could split up the night. So they did was, The way they did it was, one of them got the first half of the night, and one of them got the second half of the night. That's what that map was. Let's say Shimon got the first, Levi got the second. Hiyayim, Levi goes to Shimon and he says, listen, I know Ayo's got the second half of the night, so what they would do is he would go to sleep, and the other one would wake him up. I want to take a switch tonight. I can't do it. They asked the Ben Ishchai, he wants to make a switch, and his partner says, nothing doing, I don't want to switch. I'd rather stay up late. Ben Ishchai says, a right from Gemara in Yuma Chafal Chafbezim and Aleph. He has a right to say he doesn't want to switch. It's harder to wake up early, and he can't force it. What is Dr. Gemara? It's a fact to Gemara. Tekantala Hakisa. Was this the takana they made? That they said, make a pious? Tekantala Hakisa. It was the reverse, as follows. Tesanya. Mi shazach b'tshumas hadeshen, yizke b'sida marach b'shtegiz yeitzim. What they did was, they said, listen, no one wants to wake up early to do the tshumas hadeshen. You gotta wake up early. And even if you wake up early, we still get the job. So they said, if you get tshumas hadeshen, you also get sida marach, and you also get shtegiz yeitzim. Get three jobs. So it was not good with pious. Om ravashi shtei takanas hayu. They made two things. Meikar Savar, Rashlin was actually two takanas. Tai says this is a thought process. They said, Layasi knows it to get up early. Kim the chaz to kaas, then on takanas. So listen, people are waking up early. It's getting dangerous. Tekile pious. Let's make a pious, we'll make a girl. Kim tekile pious. So they said, oh, we'll make a girl. So they don't want to come. Layasu. Amr, they said to themselves, Miyem de Misramulan, even though I wake up early, who said, I'll get it? Sahadr Tekinah, therefore they said, Mi Shazach B'Tshumas Hadeshen, whoever is Zach B'Tshumas Hadeshen, will also Yiske B'Sida Maracha, and will also B'Shnei Gizri Eitzim, Keich Denesiv Nefais. So it's two takanas. Number one, they said, no one's going to want it, and they saw it's getting dangerous. Gairel. No one wants to, even the Gairel. They said, you get three jobs. Bizman Shein Merubin. So they said that when there's two people coming, the first person who gets closer, he gets the job. And he gets close, the four amas close to what? Amra Papa. Pshituli arba amas da ara la. It doesn't mean the first four amas close to the ramp. Rots and vayilam akavashas is going up the ramp. Kamai sanamila, it can't mean the first four amas. Because Ratzad Va'olin, because going up the ramp. And then the Hadar call it kind of Miskaveirin. Debating Beinin Amila, it can't just be any four amas in the middle. So let me say Milsa, there's no clear demarcation. So Pshitli Degay Mizbechtzan, it must mean four amas at the top. We have a Shiloh. Boyre Papa, and this will need the picture book in a moment. Arba Amish Amru Bahadei Am Yisoid V'Amisoidiv. What does that mean? So Ramakil will get us the picture book. Show what I mean. And tomorrow, we'll find out if you're allowed to participate in a census. Tomorrow, we'll find out if you can participate in the census. What could be wrong? Is that to be counted? What? No?
If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, then not. But if you...
We'll find out. Oh, a beautiful picture. Here we go. Part of the Mizbeach could choose over ear space over here. See? Look at the picture. You'll understand. Picture's worth 1,000 words. When we're saying the four amis, is it four amis including the aside and the saiviv? Or is it four before the aside and the saiviv? Is it four or is it six? That's the question. Is it four of the mizbech and then you have the aside and the saiviv? Or is it four with it? The answer is we don't know. The Miri says it's pashed to me. It means four to the edge. As I pass the Miri. of Sulam Mashiach. Sorry? Yeah, because they used to throw things in the fire. Yeah.
The answer is.